that system could be used and could be used quite successfully if they get down the road now and actually identify sites and make sure that those sites are serviced with water, sewage and electricity, so that when the modular homes come, that they'll actually be can move in very quickly, because that's the delay, I think, in a lot of the modular sites, is that the services aren't there and aren't ready for the modular homes when they come in. And it's the only option that we have at the minute, because where are the families going to go at the moment who are going to be evicted or moved out of Mica homes when they're being repaired? Because the reality is, like, if we're going to deal with this Mica issue, we're going to have to be repairing a lot more houses annually than have been done at the moment. Yeah. And even if we repair 200 houses a year, we're still going to be at least 15 years dealing with the Mica issue. You know, so we have to do something, and we have to be preparing to do something. And unfortunately, I don't think that Donegal County Council are actually doing that. I think they're waiting for the department to tell them that they want to go with a modular housing option and then provide money for them to do it. And then the council then will start the ball rolling on it, which will be mean that they'll be lose another year and a half, 2 years.
But in fairness to the council, I mean, I think there's potentially an argument to say the council is really stuck between a rock and a hard place, because on the one hand, the council is being told by government, implement this scheme, you manage it, you run it, you do everything that needs to be done. But the government at the same time is limiting the amount of money it's giving to the council. And if the council isn't being given money by the government to progress the modular homes idea, the council is going to have to take that money from other areas, from its own housing budgets, from its own roads budgets or whatever. And then the council's going to be falling short when people start demanding, where's our services?
Yeah, but then the council can make the case to the government that this is what's happening. But the problem is that the council sits on its hands waiting for the government to decide that they're going to actually do something on it. Too much time is going to be lost.
So you believe Donegal County Council should effectively take the lead and use its own resources to start on the modular homes and then try and claim that money back from government?
Well, at least start preparing the site.
Yeah.
So that when the modular homes are actually... The problem is, like, the government can decide tomorrow, oh, yeah, well, you can have the modular homes. But the problem is that the sites have to be prepared. And, you know, from the point of the government saying it to the actual sites being purchased, sites being prepared, water, sewage, electricity and everything put in, you're looking at probably a year and a half before all that's in place, before actual modular homes will actually go on site and people can be ready to move into them. And that's, unfortunately, I think, is the reality of the situation. Now, there may be land that the council owns already that's available and they can start working on, but I think they should be doing the groundwork now to make sure that when the government actually gets their act together and makes a decision in relation to modular homes, that the council are in a position to deal with that and respond very quickly.